Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Now Rousseau is a very important figure when we study the French Revolution and also when we study about the Enlightenment in Europe. Okay? Now his dates are from 1712 to 1778. Now keep in mind that Rousseau was a Swiss-born philosopher, writer as well as a political theorist. And the ideas that he propounded, those ideas inspired the leaders of the French Revolution. And also later on, when we have the Romantic era in literature, in English literature, the ideals of Rousseau also inspire the Romantic generation. And there is a very famous quotation by Rousseau. It's called, quote, "Man is born free and he is everywhere in chains." Okay? This is a very famous quotation that man is born free, yet he is everywhere in chains. And this is a quotation that appears in the opening sentence of his book called The Social Contract. Okay? And even from an exam point of view, this book is important, The Social Contract. So you should know what exactly is a social contract and what is the general idea that Rousseau elaborates in this work, The Social Contract. See, the idea that Rousseau elaborates in this work is that he argues that, you know, legitimate government authority stems from the general will of the people. A collective desire for common good. This should be the basis for government authority and the social contract. Now, after that, he has written one more important work, one more important political treatise. It's called A Discourse on the Origins of Inequality. A Discourse on the Origins of Inequality. Now, in this work, basically, he explores how societal inequalities arose from the development of private property and the division of labor. So, societal inequalities were caused by private property, by the concept of private property and the division of labor. This is what he argues in this work, Discourse on the Origin of Inequality. So, kam se kam ye do works ke naam aap yaad rakhna. Now, after that, there are few more works that he has written. At least, remember the names of those novels. One novel is called Julie or the New Alois. Julie. Just remember Julie. J-U-L-I-E. Julie. This came out in 1761. Then, the following year, he published Emily. E-M-I-L-E. Emily or On Education. These, matlab, novel ka pura naam hai ye. Ek Julie, then Emily. And then, later on, he also published his autobiographical account called Confessions. Title hi hai, Confessions. And keep in mind that we are studying Rousseau in literature because his ideas influenced the Romantic movement and also many writers also. For example, Wordsworth, Coleridge, and then when we study American literature, the ideas of Rousseau have also influenced writers like Henry David Thoreau and also Ralph Waldo Emerson. That is why even in literature, studying the ideas of Rousseau is important. Now also remember one more point about Rousseau is that he believed that human beings in their natural state are inherently good people and equal people. But it is the influence of civilization and social structures that lead to inequality and corruption. And in his writings, he talks a lot about the idea of noble savage. Noble savage. What is this noble savage? See, noble savage is just a idealized concept of an uncivilized man. Uncivilized yet full of innate goodness. Somebody who has not been corrupted by bad influences. Somebody who is very innocent, very naive. So, noble in that sense. So, noble savage. Though, remember that it is not Rousseau who coined this phrase. Other writers have also, you know, talked about the noble savage. But yes, in his writings, in Rousseau's writings, you'll constantly find references to this concept of noble savage. N-O-B-L-E. Noble. Noble savage. So, they can ask you in the exam, who talks about the noble savage? Of course, others also talk about it, but Rousseau also talks about it. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that first, the ideas of Rousseau influenced the age of Enlightenment in Europe. It also inspired many of the leaders of the French Revolution. It also inspired writers during the Romantic era. And two important works you should remember at least. One, The Social Contract. And second, Discourse on Inequality. And it is in this book that he blames private property as the cause of all inequalities. And also remember the famous quotation that I told you, that man is born free, yet everywhere he is in chains. And this line is important because it appears in the opening sentence of his book, The Social Contract.